Expanding public access to the Eel River in Rio Dell took a small step forward at the September 4th City Council meeting. But first, the Council heard a presentation by Dana Webb of Kiwanis International, who has opened a chapter in Rio Dell recently. Kiwanis is a service organization that specializes in programs to prepare people of all ages to be engaged members of their community. Information on the club and the Rio Dell Scotia chapter can be found online. The City Council then discussed the problems with the local branch of the County Library, which is currently housed in a building that is not accessible for the disabled. The county is required to update all of the buildings that house public programs for ADA access, according to a settlement agreement with the Department of Justice. The Rio Dell Fire District, which owns the library building, has stated that they are unable to make the estimated $127,000 in needed improvements to the building and the parking lot. Previously, Chris Dart of Danco, which is beginning a permanent supportive housing project in Rio Dell, had offered to explore including a space for the library branch in the community room of the planned development. Danco had asked for a clear indication from the city if they supported the concept of building a library space into the housing development before they spent money to revise their plans. The city, it should be noted, will have design review approval over the permanent supportive housing development through the Planning Commission, but the council itself is not expected to vote on the matter as the project is principally permitted on that site. The final decision on the Rio Dell Library will be made by the Board of Supervisors, as the library branch is a county office. Other alternatives explored include finding space in Scotia, modifying the Chamber of Commerce building and moving the bus stop closer, utilizing the Fortuna Library branch or the Bookmobile. The Board of Supervisors are expected to debate the library facility and other county building required improvements at the September 25th meeting. An enthusiastic debate over animal care services with Shannon Miranda of Miranda's Rescue followed. Miranda's Rescue has provided services to the city off and on for 20 years, and the issue of compensation has been a consistent area of contention over the years. Currently, the city pays a flat $1,000 per month, no matter how many animals are brought into the rescue. On average, there are 5.43 cats and dogs brought to the rescue from Rio Dell each month. However, in May, the city brought 19 animals to the rescue. Animals brought to the rescue often require veterinary care as well as spay or neuter before they can be released back to the owner or adopted out. Mr. Miranda asked the city to renegotiate the contract in order to update the compensation to more accurately reflect the expenses. After a sometimes heated debate, the City Council and Miranda agreed to try to reach a compromise one more time.
If you guys want to go to the county, it's $6,500 to go up there. You guys already checked into that. You want to run them up to McKinleyville, run them up there. I mean, seriously, this just isn't worth my time arguing all the time.
Are you willing to sit down?
I will sit down one more time and go through this. But like I said, 20 years, enough's enough.
Finally, the city debated whether to initiate a grant application for the California River Parkways Grant Program for improved river access trails. The concept is still being developed, but a public pathway from Edwards Drive over to Davis, running along a city easement that follows the river, was discussed. The ultimate goal would be to create a 1.75-mile riverfront trail running from Edwards Drive all the way to North Pacific Avenue near CC Market. There were some concerns about a public trail near the river, as it might attract a less-than-desirable crowd as well as be vulnerable to flooding. The council, however, approved the initial concept, which will be fleshed out and then brought back to the council at a future meeting. The full council packet of documentation is available at theriodelltimes.com. The next meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be Tuesday, September 18th at 6:30 p.m. in City Hall. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.